Hello, this is Dr. Paul Sachs from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. And if you're like me, recently you've been following the news that came out of the International AIDS Society 2013 meeting, which took place in Malaysia. And probably the top news story was the report that two patients who had undergone stem cell transplantations for lymphoma have subsequently been able to stop their antiretroviral therapy and thus far have not experienced virologic rebound. Now, full disclosure, these patients are being managed and cared for and studied quite intensively by colleagues of mine. And so, you know, this is perhaps a somewhat biased report, but nonetheless, I still want to say that I think the news is really quite fascinating and very exciting. We've heard about these two patients before, and in fact, quite a bit of data on them have already been published in the Journal of Infectious Diseases, so I refer you to that paper so you can see more information about them. And led by Dr. Tim Henrich and working in the laboratory of Dr. Dan Karitskis, and then also importantly guided by my colleague Francisco Marti, who is someone who specializes in bone marrow transplant-related infections. What they've done is that they have been unable to find virus using even the most advanced laboratory techniques involving enhanced culturing methods, amplification techniques, looking at peripheral blood mononuclear cells, looking for HIV DNA in multiple areas, including rectal biopsy. And since they were unable to find any evidence of the virus, they did an analytic treatment interruption, first in one patient and then the other. And they were able to report at IAS 2013 that after 15 weeks in one of the patients and 8 weeks in the other, that they still have no evidence of virologic rebound and they still cannot find the virus in these individuals. So some questions, of course, that have come up since this report. One is, to what extent is this similar to or different from the CCR5 negative donor that ended up helping cure the Berlin patient, who's already been reported? Maybe the CCR5 negative donor cells are really not essential because these individuals receive so-called wild-type donor cells. The second big question, of course, is what it did lead to the viral eradication, if in fact viral eradication took place. Was it the intensive chemotherapy? Was it the effect of the donor cells? Was the fact that both of these individuals, after the transplant, had evidence of graft versus host disease, so that the donor cells are actually attacking the host cells that harbored the virus? We just don't know. And then I think the third and most important question is, can these very interesting studies be harnessed in some practical way to help achieve a cure without the risks associated with stem cell transplantation? Clearly, and the investigators say this repeatedly, that no one is suggesting that this procedure be actually done in someone unless they have another indication for it, as in this case is lymphoma or in hematologic malignancies otherwise. So that's a summary of Dr. Henrich and Karitskis' work with these two individuals updated at the IAS 2013 meeting. Thank you very much for your attention.